All right, so back here in downtown Salt Lake City, Vivint Smart Home Arena, and BYU's a winner over Weber State by a score of 73-68. Two Kyle Collinsworth free throws put this one away in the final 15 seconds. Let's get to our post-game honorees. We'll start off with our Deseret First Credit Union MVP presented by DFCU. The DFCU MVP presented by Deseret First Credit Union, proud sponsor of the Deseret First Duel. And we're going with Chase Fisher today, following a 26-point day at Utah, a 21-point game against Weber State, 7 of 12 from the field, 4 of 8 from 3, 3 of 4 at the free throw line, 5 rebounds for Fisher, which tie a career high. Chase Fisher is the DFCU MVP. For the Surf Pro of Provo, sub of the game brought to you by Surf Pro of Provo. When disaster strikes, the fire, water, cleanup, and restoration professionals at Surf Pro of Provo are ready for whatever happens. Nate Austin for BYU is chosen as today's Surf Pro of Provo's sub of the game. Nate coming off the bench to play 15 minutes, 4 points, 4 rebounds. We'll go with Nate as our sub. And the New Skin Difference Demonstrated difference-making stat of today's game presented by New Skin. The difference demonstrated. We're going to go with BYU active on defense, 9 steals, and BYU ending up with 18 points off of turnovers, a plus-8 margin in a 5-point win, 73-68.
Yeah, I thought they were very active, especially the start of that second half where they made a run, got some turnovers. Really nice job, and a nice job, you know, you mentioned Chase Fisher, player of the game, and we've been critical of him because he'd been inconsistent. Great second halves, poor first halves. He was very good right off the bat, very aggressive, looking for his shot. Very balanced in both halves, and I think that made a difference for BYU when they really needed him to do it, Greg, because we're talking no Nick Emery today. We kind of forgot that a little bit because guys played pretty well, but you really needed someone to pick up what that space that was left from Nick. I thought Chase did a great job and did just what we wanted him to do. I'm glad he listened to us.
As he always does, I'm certain. Without Jamal Lates, there were more minutes to go around at the four, and Nate Austin helped to fill some of those as well. So Weber State falls to BYU for a 13th consecutive time. BYU's Dave Rose now 11-0 against Weber State. The Wildcats today see a 5-game win streak overall. Go by the wayside as BYU bounces back from the loss to Utah by defeating another in-state foe, Weber State. And we'll keep the in-state run going next week in Provo. Wednesday night, it'll be BYU and Utah State. So back-to-back-to-back in-state games. And BYU gets one and goes to 1-1 in the three. They'll try and get to 2-1 on Wednesday against the Aggies. BYU wins after leading at the break in this one. The Cougars win at 73-68 after taking a 2-point lead into the halftime locker room. Let's get you the individual numbers of note. We gave you Chase Fisher's 21 points. You've got 15 points, 10 assists, 4 rebounds for Kyle Collinsworth. So a double-double, his 25th of his BYU career. And that's tied with Jay Chessman for 9th all-time in the BYU career listing. Kyle Davis, really nice game too. 15 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists for KD, and those 3 assists tie a career high. So career high tying 5 rebounds for Fisher and 3 assists for Davis. Those were your Cougars in double figures. Toulson had 7. Kafusi had 6. Those were the other starters to score. Off the bench, Austin's 4. Selyus is 3. And Chapman's 2 round out the scoring for BYU. A relatively low scoring game for BYU. Not totally surprising. A BYU averaging 83 a game, score 73 today. But Weber State is a slower tempo, fewer possession team. And the Wildcats kept BYU down a bit that way, yet the Cougars win it by 5. BYU shoots 58%, going to 2-0 this season when shooting 50% or better from the field. So 58% from the field, 43 from 3, 54% at that free throw number is still a bit of a concern for BYU. The Wildcats go 51% field, 38% 3, 55% from the free throw line. So neither team too proficient at the stripe. Yeah. They combine to go 13 for 24 at the line, the two teams.
That free throw shooting is going to give us a lot of interesting games at the end, Craig. It's going to make it very interesting no matter what, because when you can't count on those easy points, teams can get back in it, and that almost happened tonight.
But there came a stretch where Kyle for the week was 2 of 9 at the line, but he made his last two. So going from two.
That's significant. I mean, great players that aren't good free throw shooters seem to do that, and that bodes well, but it sure be nice if you made it before that, but make it when they count.
So after going 2 of 9, he goes 2 for 2 when it matters most and scores the final 2 points of this game. Weber State gets 20 from Jeremy Senglin. That's right on his season average, 20 points, 5 assists, 5 turnovers in 37 minutes. And Joel Ballenboy somehow ends up with another double-double. He was not really on pace for it till the very end, but he got it. So 8 times in 8 games, Joel Ballenboy, a double-double, 12 points, 12 rebounds. He is something. And I think of his 5 field goals made, 3 or 4 were dunks.
Yeah, that duo of Senglin and Ballenboy, that's going to make a very good team for Weber State. They're going to have a great year because you got an inside-out attack like that. Man, that's impressive, and they did a good job tonight.
Other scorers for the Wildcats, Gittins 9, 8 apiece for Braxton and Hill. Braxton really got Weber off to a nice start in this game. 7 for Dusty Baker and 4 for Cody John. BYU ends up plus 6 points in the paint. Plus 8 off of turnovers, minus 4 second chance, plus 4 fast break, minus 12 off the bench. We had 8 ties. We had 3 late lead changes. We have a BYU win, 73-68 over Weber State. BYU goes to 5-2 on the year, and the Wildcats fall to 5-3. Much more coming up, including Cleon Wall here at Vivint Smart Home Arena with post-game scoreboard coverage and interviews from high above courtside with Mark and myself. I'm Greg Grubel saying stay with us for more BYU basketball on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. My friends are never going
to
believe it.
Right now, Kate is in her zone and freaking out thanks to the $20 reward she just earned with AutoZone Rewards, because Kate feels like the proud winner of a one-way ticket to a lap of luxury.
Woo-hoo!
Which should wear off pretty soon.
Best day ever. This is so cool. I don't believe it.
That's Kate's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
Zone, AutoZone. Stick around.
Touch pass sky. 3. Got it! BYU by 9!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Hi, welcome to BYU Food to Go. Here's your order.
That's how quickly you can prepare for an event. Take the stress out of your next ward party, business meeting, family gathering, or wedding reception. Coming soon to our new location at 2191 North Canyon Road, featuring a covered drive and load. You drive up, we load it in your car, and you are on your way. For more information, call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU. BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Tonight's game is in the books, and now it's time to break it all down. Welcome to Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
BYU wins 73-68 today over Weber State. We want to get your reaction. You can tweet me at KSL Cleon or text me 57500. It's kind of fun actually coming to the game today. Some former Cougars in the audience watching the game, including Jordan Chapman's dad, Jeff Chapman. He's down on the sideline with former Cougar Gary Trost. They're sitting there chatting it up along the sideline. Kyle Davis signing autographs, talking to people in the audience too. Again, BYU wins today 73-68. Already getting some texts in from 57500. Someone texted in earlier saying, barely beating Weber State at the half. When will the Cougars play up to their potential in the first half? Hey, I'm not sure if you recognize the stats in the first half, how well Weber State shot in the first half. Again, they were over 80% with about 5 minutes left to go in the first half, and then they started cooling down. That's why BYU only had a 2-point lead at the half. And BYU was actually shooting pretty good in the first half, too. I think it was above 60% for the half. And then BYU, they play better defense in the second half. Weber State only shoots 38% in the second half. So they BYU puts up a better defensive effort here in the second half. Someone else texts in, why would you keep putting the ball in the hands of a not-too-good free-throw shooter? I think they refer to Kyle Collinsworth, who was 3-for-6 at the free-throw line today. He did hit two key free throws to make sure that BYU kept that two-possession lead in this game. But I'm going to defend whoever was inbounding that ball to Kyle. Number one, Kyle is usually the guy who takes it out of bounds. He breaks open, you pass it to him. That just seems really natural. And secondly, sometimes it's just instinct. You see a guy open, you pass it to him. You're not really thinking about it. But the funny thing was, Kyle did hit the two big free throws, so it's really a moot point. Someone texts in, awesome. The other one, someone else texts in from 9045. The Fisher ride is really crazy to wade through from game to game. I would totally agree with you, but it seems like Chase is now on the upswing. It seems like things are going a lot better for him. He scores 21 points for the game, also makes 4 3-pointers in this game, and grabs 5 rebounds. I want to focus on 3 guys who got playing time today because Nick Emery wasn't able to play. And those 3 guys I'm talking about is Jake Toulson, who ended up starting today and shooting very well. He shot 3-for-6 from the field, including 1-for-2 from the three-point line. Only had 7 points, but his mid-range game is looking really good. He is a nice key to this BYU team right now. He's solid. He doesn't get flustered. He's really nice. The other 2 guys, Zach Selyus, Jordan Chapman. Selyus played 15 minutes in this game. Chapman played 16 minutes in this game. Selyus 3 points, Chapman 2 points. But both of those guys played key minutes down the stretch. Both were subbed in and out for each other. And they actually played pretty good. They didn't do anything stupid. Nothing spectacular, but also nothing stupid in this game. And so it was nice to see those guys get some good playing time in, because you never know when you're going to have to get playing time in later in the season, whether it's because of foul trouble or injuries. Also want to point out one other quick thing, and that is Kyle Davis. Kyle Davis ended up with 15 points in this game, 8 rebounds. He was so deadly with that small hook in the first half. He kind of tailed off in his shooting in the second half, and I think part of the reason for that is just because he played a lot of minutes in this game. He played more than anyone else. He played 38 minutes in this game, and that's what happens when you don't have Jamal Ates. It will be interesting to see if he continues to get that amount of minutes or if Dave Rose is going to try and sub him a little bit more, maybe for a Braden Shaw, maybe for a Jacob Hartsock. We'll have to kind of wait and see. One thing I want to say about Weber State, and I don't know if any Weber State fans are listening to me right now, but one thing I want to say, they've got a good basketball team. Maybe it's not a great basketball team, but they've got a good basketball team with 2 really good players. Jeremy Singlin, 20 points in this game. He also finishes with 1 rebound and 5 assists. He did have 5 turnovers in this game, but he's your most dynamic player in this game and for this team. I mean, how much more can you say about Weber State developing good point guards? First, you got Jermaine Boyette. Then you have Damian Lillard. Now you got Jeremy Singlin. They always seem to put out a good point guard. Joel Ballenboy, 12 points, 12 rebounds. He's also a special athlete. He'll be fun to watch as the season goes along. And want to get to more of your text messages, 57500. That's 57500. You can chime in if you would like. We actually need to take a break here. We're going to have the Cougar Locker Room Show and the Cougar Post Game Coaches Show coming up here in a few minutes, but a break time here on Cougar Post Game Live. BYU wins today, 73-68 over Weber State. We'll be back with more next on the Cougar Post Game Live Show on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education, career, your family.
What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehigh, Utah, connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages. On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGproducts.net has you covered. IMGproducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGproducts.net. We've got you covered.
Welcome back into Cougar Postgame Live from Vivint Smart Home Arena. BYU wins today 73-68. Zach Selyus will be coming up in the Cougar Locker Room Show in just a few minutes. Some scoreboard items we want to get to you before we end Cougar Postgame Live. Utah beats IPFW this afternoon 96-79. Jakob Pertl, 10 for 12 from the field, 21 points in that game for the Utes. It is a final in Spokane, and Arizona comes up with the upset. They beat 13th-ranked Gonzaga 68-63 today. Kyle Wiltjer, 33 points, 9 rebounds, 2 block shots for Gonzaga. Kansas is barely leading Harvard with about 37 seconds left to go in that game. Jayhawks have a 72-69 lead now with 31 seconds left to go in that game. Third-ranked Michigan State beats Binghamton 76-33. 10th-ranked Virginia over William & Mary 67-52. Purdue, 11th-ranked team in the nation, beats New Mexico 72-58. Georgetown upsets 14th-ranked Syracuse 79-72. SMU, 22nd-ranked team in the nation, all over New Hampshire 98-44. A couple of college football scores before we get out of here. 19th-ranked Houston playing 22nd-ranked Temple in the AAC championship game. Houston wins 24-13. 12th-ranked Baylor loses at home to Texas today 23-17. I believe Baylor was on their fourth-string quarterback in that game. And in the SEC title game, 2nd-ranked Alabama and 18th-ranked Florida. So far, it's an ugly one. It's 2-0 with 12-11 left to go in the second quarter. That's going to do it for Cougar Postgame Live. When we come back, it'll be Mark, Greg, and Zach Selyus. That's all coming up next. Oh, hey, before we get out of here, we do want to mention that Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Nu Skin, demonstrating our difference for over 30 years with innovative anti-aging products. This has been Cougar Postgame Live on the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we got right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bounce.
This is the New Skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Dunk contest?
Oh, yeah. Watch this.
Oh, two-handed double dunk into some Zach sauce. Nice.
Uh-oh. He's going all in. What? Two chicken fingers into one sauce. Impressive.
Ooh, I got one. Fingers, fries, same time, two sauces, boom.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay, I got one. I call this the around the world.
That's never been done.
At Zaxby's, we appreciate a good dunk. That's why we're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Our exclusive post-game coverage continues with the Cougar Locker Room Show.
Sends it out for three in the tie.
Got it! 5 in a row for BYU.
Right to the rim.
Up and in! And one!
Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so welcome back to Salt Lake City's Vivint Smart Home Arena, high above courtside. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant, and freshman Zach Selyus joining us here on our postgame coverage. BYU 73, Weber State 68, today's final score. Zach coming off the bench, playing 15 minutes, ends up with 3 points and a rebound. And Zach, it's a heck of a game to be involved in. In-state games have a certain feel to them, don't they? It's a different deal when you start playing the in-state teams.
Yeah, it's a fun atmosphere.
Your first college free throw came in this game on this floor, the Utah Jazz home floor, and it was a big one. Made it a 3-possession game very late in the game. Any nerves as you stepped up for your first college free throw in this one?
Not really. Chase came up to me and just said, calm down. It's just a normal free throw, and so went up there and shot it.
Was that great job out there tonight? I thought that was a hard-fought game. You guys deserved that after a tough one Wednesday. You know you're going to be without Nick Emery, and you know that probably means more minutes for you. Was that something the coaches talked to you about? Did they talk about your role in this game with the absence of Nick?
They just talked about how everyone needs to step up as a team. You know, with Nick being out, we just had to come together because it was a bad feel for our team having him out, and then we just had to come together as a team and be able to fill in the minutes for him.
What was the vibe of the team like, let's say, the last 2 days of practice? And did it improve from Thursday to Friday? How do you think you guys bounce back from a really tough situation on Wednesday to get ready for another tough one here today?
We just learned from that Utah game, took Thursday and worked on our stuff, just kept, fixing everything and trying to tweak up everything that we needed for this game.
It's just your first year with Coach Rose, of course. How did you sense that he handled the team in the last couple of days? And was it good the way he did it?
Yeah, it was great. He used all of us together and brought us together as a team and kind of made us more looking for effort out there. He's wanting us to, sprint up and down, just kind of bringing us more together.
Weber gave you guys a heck of a game today. You knew they were a good team. 5 straight wins coming in two today. It was a fun game.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
Who did you have in the stands today for you?
Just my family.
They're your home games down in Provo, obviously.
Yeah.
They're close enough, and they were here today. What's it like being a freshman D1 player at BYU?
Oh, it's a crazy, crazy atmosphere, but I love it. Wouldn't want anything else.
We're talking with Zach Selyus. A few more thoughts from Zach coming up after our break. BYU 73, Weber State 68 on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's, the Burger Boys. If you're looking for the perfect place to watch your favorite team while enjoying a delicious third-pound burger piled high with thick bacon and a delicious shake, then JCW's is the perfect place. We're a homegrown Utah company, and we work hard to provide the best-tasting food around in a clean, friendly atmosphere that family and friends will enjoy. Stop in and see us today. We're in Lehi, American Fork, Provo, and now in South Jordan. JCW's, quality, and a lot of...
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity System, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
BYU 73, Weber State 68. Today's final score here at Vivint Smart Home Arena, downtown Salt Lake City. Zach, was this your first time on the Jazz home floor?
Yes, it was.
was that a trip?
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, going through the locker room and just thinking, this is where the Jazz players go.
But. Fun experience. Mark was sharing an experience off-air that I thought would make a good on-air anecdote. You had some family ties with Zach Seljuss in a way, I guess.
My best stuff is off air. I remember, Zach, you committed to BYU, and I'd seen highlights and stuff from your high school play. But my son played at Bingham and got roped into having to play against an all-star team that you were on in the summer. And you guys beat up on my son pretty good. But I remember watching you very carefully because I knew you were coming, and you were terrific then, and you're a fantastic player, had a great high school career at Bountiful, and now here you are. I mean, that's a dream come true. That's got to be a lot of fun for you.
Yeah, I love it. It was the best decision of my life.
You're the second Seljuss to play at BYU, right? Give us the background on the family connections from your side.
Well, my sister and I don't even know how long ago, but played here. I played basketball here, and my dad played basketball at BYU Hawaii, so we're kind of in that BYU family.
What were your expectations for your freshman year, and how are they being met so far?
I was just coming in, trying to contribute as much as I can and just trying to learn from the older guys, from like Kyle and Chase, and just trying to learn how to become a player like that, and longer in my career I can become like that.
One of the great things about college basketball is the season is so long. You can work through early season kinks and become a great team when it matters most. How far do you think you guys are along the path to being a great basketball team?
We're just at the beginning. We're still learning. We're still trying to get together as a team. We're all very young. We have a young team, and we're just trying to get experience right now and then trying to build our way up so we can be a great team.
After what happened Wednesday, how big was today for you guys, do you think?
It was a big game, to come out and play another in-state team and to come out and win. It just brought a lot of confidence.
Well, great to see you out there contributing. And nice work today, Zach. Congrats on the win, and we'll do this again, I'm sure.
Thank you.
That's Zach Seljuss. We'll come back. Dave Rose next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity System, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky, three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs.
It's time to get the final word on today's game from head coach Dave Rose.
I'm really proud of our guys. I just think that, you go to the last 80 minutes that we've played and you've seen a lot of fight.
It's the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Now let's rejoin your host, Greg Wrubell.
Welcome to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, coming your way from downtown Salt Lake City in this holiday season. Vivint Smart Home Arena, BYU's a winner on 58% shooting, 73-68 over Weber State. The head coach, the Cougars, Dave Rose, has made the climb to concourse level to share his postgame thoughts with us. And first of all, Coach Rose, congrats on a big win in a really well-contested in-state game today.
It was, and you know, I think sometimes you say it's a big win, and you know, every win's a big win, but you know, some wins really kind of resonate with your team and your staff, and this was one of those kind of wins. You take the role that Weber's on right now. They've won five games in a row, and the numbers that they're playing to as far as shooting percentage and 3-point shooting percentage and their rebounding numbers, and then you take a team that's kind of in a tailspin. You know, our situation. And where we are, and with some injuries, and you take two of our top eight guys out of the lineup tonight, and we had to find a way to beat a really hot shooting playing team. In the first half, it seemed like they either made the basket or turned it over, but they didn't miss any shots at all. And at halftime, the coaches were going, "Oh, they didn't get any offensive rebounds. They didn't miss any shots. I mean, it was either a turnover or." And we did turn them over nine times, which was a good number. But they worked that ball and got the ball, you know, got it into places they wanted to, and made a couple tough shots. That first shot that Singland hit coming, you know, off that down screen was a really hard shot. And so I'm really pleased with this win. It makes us, you know, go into a really exciting in-state game against Utah State on Wednesday with a little bit of momentum. So that's good.
Yeah, Coach, I was impressed with Weber State. You know, obviously Coach Ray is a good coach. And, man, that's a nice combo with Sanglin and Ballenboy. They got some decent numbers. But overall, I thought you guys did a nice job on them. What was some of the game planning for those two guys?
Well, we brought a second defender on Ballenboy to try and keep him away from the rim. And he still got to the rim a couple times. And I think he was going to dunk us on a couple players, on a couple possessions. But he's an athletic, strong a double-double guy. He got another double-double today. That's eight in a row in eight games. And so, that was what our initial, you know, defense on him was to bring a second guy and make him try and get rid of the ball. And then I thought Kyle and Jordan Chapman did a great job on Singland. He ends up with 20 points, and you think, whoa, he really went off. But that kid's capable of scoring 30, 35 points. And And we made him work for, you know, what he got. And he still ended up with a great line, but those five turnovers were big for us.
Chase was scoreless in the first half at Utah, goes 26 in the second 20 minutes and follows it up with 21 today. Five rebounds, which is a career high for him. Four steals, 35 minutes. He really bounced back well for you.
This was a good, I mean, you take a performance, you know, from a guy that we really needed to play well tonight, and Chase really kind of answered the bell. It's 7 for 12, 4 for 8 from 3, and five rebounds, and you know, the four steals was really active, and I think three of those steals were in our double team in the post, where he was really active on the weak side and ran through a couple passes and got them. And you know, our team right now is we're coming together. It's not a finished product by any means. And you know, we've taken the last 2 weeks. We were turning the ball over so much, Greg. You have a couple games where you have a close to. You're in the 20s and you're close to the 20s. You've got issues. And so we kind of slowed this thing way down, and our practices have been different, and it's hurt our offense in some ways, especially in transition. But we shot 57% tonight, you know, had another, you know, low turnover rate for us because there's a lot of possessions in the game. And we can deal with 12, you know, 14 turnovers. And we don't want 14, but we can deal with 12 or 13. But I think what's really important for us is we get back to where we can get those 6, 7, 8 baskets a game in transition. That'll make us a lot smoother offensive group. So I think we'll go back to what we're really good at and what we've been good at, because I think we've really improved over the last week or two.
But those 9 steals did turn over Weber State enough to where you were +8 off of turnovers and you win the game by 5. It was certainly a key stat tonight. Before the break, Kyle Collinsworth, last time he was in this building, had a triple-double, just a double-double for him tonight at 15 points and 10 assists, yeah. And your Kyles played really well. They both had 15, and Katie, I thought, was really good, having a deal with Ballenboy and then being so effective for you on the offensive end.
And he had to play virtually the whole game for us. You know, we were down a guy, and then Nate got quick foul trouble in the first half. And but, you know, you look at his rebounding numbers. I mean, Kyle Davis has 8 rebounds, and those are probably – Kyle Collinsworth's triple-double rebounds that from a year ago. But I think that when you realize what we were facing as far as how they were playing and where we were, be able to kind of switch that around and get a win, it's really good for us.
All right, some more from Dave Rose coming up from Vivint Smart Home Arena. BYU 73, Weber State 68 in a 68-possession game here in downtown Salt Lake City. Back with more after this on the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
Hi, Greg Grubel here. You know I love talking about BYU sports, but I also love talking about what's new at your Utah Honda dealers. Honda's been named by Kelley Blue Book as America's best overall automotive brand. Honda is clearly a winner with the 2015 CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year, plus the 2016 HR-Vs and Pilots are here. Test drive any new Honda at your Utah Honda dealers today or go to utahhondadealers.com. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Chuck-O-Rama is the fresh homemade recipes. The rolls, the baked chicken, even my favorite salad dressings. They're all homemade. The best thing about homemade is that the ingredients are fresh. I would love to ask for the recipe for the rolls, but I know that I can just go over there whenever I want, so I probably don't need it. Whew.
The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
back at Vivint Smart Home Arena, 15,121. The official attendance, BYU 73 and Weber State 68 at today's final score. A two-point game at the break, and BYU ends up winning it by five. And Coach Rose, you've already alluded to the back-to-back-to-back in-state run you're in right now, and you finish it off with Utah State at your place on Wednesday, and they're a team that already already beat Weber State this year.
Yeah, and they're an experienced group. They've got a lot of those guys back from the last year's team, which really finished well in conference play. And, you know, Tim has got them off to a good start, and they got a big win, road win down at Missouri State. So, and they've had – they didn't play this weekend.
They've got about 8 days between games before they play.
They got some good time to prepare for us. And so hopefully we can get some rest here and get back in the gym on Monday, back in the Marriott Center after a nice Christmas around the world week, and kind of settle in, get a couple of good practices, and then hopefully get a great crowd and have a, a big game there in the Marriott Center here in December.
I noted that Weber State kind of switched up the man and zone on you. I liked that zone break there, running Kyle at the free throw line. Is that typically how you like to attack a zone, or was that specific?
Yeah, we've been doing it for years. If you can remember, that Lee Kamard was really, really good in there in that spot. Last couple of years, it's been Ty, and Ty's big thing was to catch it and turn around and shoot it. And after three or four makes, they'd get out of that pretty quick. Kyle is really a facilitator in there. He's a guy who can get it and get the ball. When defensive mistakes are made, and he dumped it down into Corbin one time for a dunk early in the game, and then late in the game, got the ball back out for a couple big shots, and then he actually went to the rim, scored the ball with his left hand, and got a layup, which was a huge basket for it. So he's kind of a triple threat when he get in there. He can shoot it, score it, and then rebound those misses, and then get the thing, pass it back out, and get it for other guys. So hopefully we can stay with that, and we'll get better at it.
BYU minus players today, no Nick and no Jamal, and you already used the phrase work in progress, but in some way, did you kind of get your guys back here over the last two or three days?
When you win, it just feels good. Everyone has confidence in themselves and in the staff and in each other. And, it's some guys got, some extended minutes tonight that they normally didn't have with, Jordan Chapman and Zach Selyus, and so those are ways that you can, kind of build your team. And so, I look forward to practice on Monday. I probably might go home and practice tonight if the gym wasn't being danced in. We've got dancers from all parts of the world in our gym tonight. So
it could help with your footwork.
I'm excited to get rolling with these guys.
Well, we know we'll have to wait and see how long it is till Jamal gets back, but we do know that Nick Emery returns for you on Wednesday. And what do you expect from him when he gets back with you guys?
Well, hopefully that he can control, the anxiety, because that's the issue, is that, I'm sorry I did this, and I want to come and prove that, I'm, different than what, everyone kind of, accused me of being, and well deserved. I mean, it was something that shouldn't have happened. And so I hope that we can just kind of bring him back in, and that he'll get to that level, confidence level, where he was, because he was really starting to play well for us and score the ball well and give us a lot of things defensively and make us a lot more versatile team. And I hope that it doesn't take him long mentally to kind of get over a really tough situation.
Important player for you as a freshman. Just quickly, we had a true freshman, Zach Selyus, on with us before you came on. He played 15 minutes tonight, and you needed him today.
Yeah, he's played good minutes for us. He's, really running our offense and getting, a piece where they knew he was a threat. They were he was a guy that they had to guard, and made some great passes into the post, into the high post area, hit a huge baseline jumper on a call when in a time we were having a hard time scoring early in the first half, and they were ahead. So I like Zach's tenacity, and hopefully that, the more he plays, the more comfortable he'll feel out there.
Well, we'll see you at Malawi's on Tuesday, Utah State Wednesday. Should be a fun week, and then off to Boulder on the weekend. Here we go. Coach, thanks again. Congratulations.
Well, Craig, if you just got a minute, I'd like to just say something about the situation with Bronco. I'm a Bronco guy. Bronco and I got kind of hired at the same time, and it's actually going to be really different without him around. The 11 years that I've been coaching here, he's been the head football coach, and I'm happy for him because that's what he wanted. But it'll be sad to have him, not kind of cross paths a lot. We speak together at a lot of different things, and I loved his insight to everything about competition and our team and teamwork and putting things together. I wish him the very, very best, he and his family, as they go back to Virginia. They're going to a great place. Tony Bennett is the basketball coach there, one of my really good friends, and I think that he'll be able to be just as successful there as he was here. At least I hope so.
You guys were kind of linked. His first season was your first season, right?
Yeah, and it's been after every season we kind of get together and chat, if it's face to face or through text or whatever, and kind of compare our experiences back and forth. And we all know that BYU is a unique place, and I've been able to learn so much from him on how he's handled really difficult situations. And I just wish him well. Wish he and Holly and his kids, and hope they can find everything they want back there at the University of Virginia.
Well, I speak for Cougar Nation when I say that we don't want you calling any press conferences anytime soon.
Yes, you cannot go there.
Well, I hope that's how we all feel. We'll keep going with this group.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll come back and hear from Randy Ray next on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
BYU Food to Go, the MVP of your ward parties, business meetings, family gatherings, wedding receptions, and tailgates. With a starting lineup including Y Sparkle, fruit trays, pulled pork sandwiches, and of course mint brownies, you are sure to wow the crowd. Coming soon to our new location, 2191 North Canyon Road. Call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go. Make Food to Go your MVP.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a foul.
This is the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
BYU 73, Weber State 68, the final score here at Vivint Smart Home Arena, downtown Salt Lake City. The head coach of the Wildcats is Randy Ray. Our Cleon Wall caught up with the coach a short time ago. Talked about this game that saw Weber State go from shooting 67%, yet still trailing at the break by two to lose by five. Coach Ray talked about the challenge of kind of keeping up the pace against BYU here today in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, well, we shot 60%. It's hard to shoot 60% against BYU's defense for 40 minutes. They're so smart. They're so veteran. They're so big. We won't see a big team like that again. So I thought that affected us more in the second half. And they got to our shooters a little better in the second half and double-teamed our posts. So they did some good things to discourage us. But we also missed a lot of open shots and had some opportunities.
And turnovers. Turnovers seemed to play a little bit more of an emphasis in the second half.
They did. Yeah, we did. We lost our point guard, McKay Cannon. Turned his ankle early in the game. That really affected us because he's a really good ball handler. And then, the guys that played did a good job. But I agree, turnovers were a big factor in the second half, especially we had a stretch where I think we turned it three times in a row. And you just can't do that against a really good team like BYU, and they got a really good team.
Even saying that, though, you were really close there at the end.
Oh, yeah, we had a chance. We knew coming in we'd have a chance if we played the right way. And we didn't have to play perfectly, but we played hard. We played really tough. We played really together, and we just fought, which is what we try to do up there. And because of that, we gave ourselves a chance. And, you know, we came up short. It's disappointing. It's disappointing we came up short. We don't like to lose, but I was proud of our kids. Kids give they gave a great effort.
How is McKay doing?
I don't know. He's sore. You know, it's the second time he's turned it, and so we got to get it fixed because we need him. He's only a freshman, but he's a really good player for us, and so we'll see. Hopefully, get some treatment today and tomorrow, and we'll see what he looks like next week. Hopefully, he'll bounce back and be ready to go.
Was Singlin bothered by Kyle Collinsworth's height? Collinsworth, I know, didn't guard him the whole game, but it seemed like when he did guard him, he had a harder time getting a shot off.
Yeah, Collinsworth guards anybody because he's usually going to be the biggest guy that we've seen guarding. So he's 6'6", he's 215, you know. He's like a four-man in our league playing the point guard. So, yeah, his length and size and strength, but not just that. It's his maturity, his veteranship. He's a senior. He's been around forever. I think he's 30 years old. You know, he's a good player, and he's been around. So he's got such a great feel for the game. That bothers you as much as anything, and he never gets shook. You know, he's just a savvy, wily old veteran that's a really, really good player.
For those of us who don't get to see Ballenboy play very much, I think maybe a few of us were a little shocked that he was able to pull up from the three-point line and be able to hit that. But is that something we normally see from him?
Yeah, no, he's gotten a lot better from last year. He's expanded his game. We allow him to shoot it on the perimeter some. He's a very good 16-foot jump shooter. And then we give him opportunities to shoot a couple threes. If he makes one, he might get to shoot another one. And he's expanded his game and worked really, really hard on it. So he's made terrific improvements. And he's such a hard worker and wants to be really good. But he can make that shot now and then. So we allow him. He won't take a heavy dose of him, but we'll test it out. And if he makes one, he gets another one. So he's a wonderful kid. I love him to death, and it's great to coach.
Fun playing here in the arena?
It was fun. Yeah, you know, it's a good experience for the kids. And anytime you get to play BYU, we get excited about that. And on top of it that we played down here, kids were excited about it. They enjoyed it.
All right, there it is. Thank you, Cleon Wall, with the head coach of the Weber State Wildcats, Randy Ray. Always so good to hear from Coach Ray pregame, postgame. Affable, educational, just a wonderful coach and a great interview. We always thank him for his time. Again, whether before the game, after the game, really good to hear from the head coach, the Weber State Wildcats, who fall today to BYU by a score of 73-68. The Wildcats' five-game win streak is stopped by BYU. The Cougars extend, in turn, their 12-game win streak over Weber to 13 with today's victory. Let's wrap it up here from Vivint Smart Home Arena, where in a couple of hours, the Utah Jazz and Indiana Pacers will play basketball. So it's been a busy weekend for the folks here at VSHA. Thanks to Morgan K. Greenwood, our excellent studio producer back at the IMG headquarters in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She is our studio producer 99.9% of the time. We'd rather have no one else working with us. She is the best. Our network manager is Mike Tingle, with assistance from Dave Shook and the entire crew back in Winston-Salem. Our appreciation. We had Cleon Wall normally in the IMG Network studios, but courtside, or high above courtside in this case, with us here at Vivint Smart Home Arena today. We thank Cleon for his contributions, the interns manning things over at the studio, my color commentary partners, of course, Mr. Mark Durant. Our statistician was Russ Larson. Our thanks to Kyle Chilton and Kevin Nielsen, Duff Tittle, the BYU basketball media relations staff, also including Jenny Wheeler. Our appreciation to all those folks as well. Next up, it is BYU Basketball with Dave Rose, the coaches show, coming up Tuesday. That'll be at Malawi's Pizza, 7 o'clock for that. Then Wednesday, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip for BYU and Utah State. The third of back-to-back-to-back in-state games for the BYU Cougars coming up midweek before the Cougars hit the road for Boulder, a game at Colorado next Saturday. So next week is Utah State home, and see you on the road. For today, that's going to do it. Final score is BYU 73-68, behind 21 points from Chase Fisher, 15-10 points and assists from Kyle Collinsworth, 15-8 points and rebounds from Kyle Davis. BYU victorious, and you heard it right here. My name is Greg Grubel, saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been Cougar Basketball on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network. Good night, good day, so long from Salt Lake City.